What is the No Spin News all about?
You know that this is a fact-based analysis news program. You know that. We avoid speculation. We don't do conspiracies here. We don't do party politics here. We're not nonpartisan. That's wrong. Not that. Okay, we are advocates for a stronger America and a more just society. We don't believe in communism. We don't believe in socialism. We don't believe in nihilism. We don't believe in the progressive woke culture. We think it is un-American. We don't support that. So you should know what we are, and it would then crystallize what we do.
Listen to the No Spin News. Subscribe to Bill O'Reilly's podcast feed wherever podcasts are available.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
Up next, Rob Smith is Problematic, part of the Gingrich 360 Network.
Caitlyn Jenner has thrown her hat in the ring to take over as governor of California, but can the Republican Party take her? A transgender Olympian Hollywood celebrity may be too much for the GOP to handle, but she may be just what they need to take California back. This is Rob Smith is Problematic. All right, guys, this is going to be a crazy year. First of all, we are twice a week now. We are on Tuesdays and Fridays. So if you're downloading this on Friday, thank you so much. We're twice a week now. You guys are loving it. So there's going to be a little bit more problematic in your lives. So let's just get right into this. So Caitlyn Jenner is running for governor of California. When this was first kind of announced, and in full disclosure, I was on the Rick Grenell train because Rick had been considering running for governor for a while privately behind the scenes. I think it's pretty much an open secret. Obviously, I don't think that that's, you know, what he wants to do at this point. The rumors about Caitlyn had been around for a while. And so when it was finally announced, I was just like, okay, so what is this? Like, is this a joke? Is this for another reality show? Like, what is going on here? Like, is Caitlyn Jenner really serious about this? And the reason that I asked that is because California is such a mess right now. I mean, California is an absolute mess. And the recall effort, The fact that they have over 1.7 million verified signatures for this recall effort lets you know that California has absolutely failed. Governor Newsom and all the elected Democrats in California have failed their voters, okay? And Governor Newsom, you know, between dinners at French Laundry with $20,000 wine bills, which is actually crazy. And by the way, I don't even know if he's ever apologized for that. But in between that, so you've got basically the do as I say, not as I do Republicans like Newsom, Nancy Pelosi getting her hair done when everything else is shut down. Newsom not socially distanced at a restaurant, $20,000 wine bill, all of that stuff. And while this is happening, California is basically imploding. California is disgusting, okay? And the brilliant thing about Caitlyn Jenner's ad when she announced is that, and it's a brilliant ad. You really need to watch this. If you have not seen it, you can find it. I think I did a Facebook video on it. I'm on Facebook at Rob Smith Online. But the ad is not so much about Caitlyn, but about how California has absolutely failed. Like, California used to be the dream. It used to be where everybody wanted to go. But now it is filthy. It is the highest taxed state in the nation. The homelessness population has exploded. One of the first times that I went to California was a couple of years ago. Candace Owens had a Blexit rally in downtown Los Angeles. I was invited to speak at it. The hotel that I was put in was the Biltmore downtown. And I believe the Biltmore is like the first site of the Astros, which is actually kind of cool. And so I was like, oh, yeah, you know, I'm going to go to downtown L.A. I'm going to see this. It was filthy. It was disgusting. It was nasty. It was scary. There were homeless people in the streets. I saw drug deals. There was feces in the streets. Like, it was crazy. It was absolutely crazy. And so this is really what California is right now. And you're not going to see that on the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. And you're not going to see that in all the Hollywood celebrities that are, you know, posting all these photos from their Hollywood Hills mansions and all that stuff. You're not going to see the real California. So the real California is disgusting right now. Even West Hollywood, which I used to love, you go into West Hollywood and there's still homeless people. There's still crap everywhere. Like, it's just bad. So California is bad. California needs some help. And I don't know if anybody but the most brain dead Democrats can really look around themselves and saying that and say that what they are voting for is working, because it is so obviously not working, right? So back to Caitlyn. I support Caitlyn Jenner, and I support this because California needs some new blood. She just may be the one to do it. But I cannot lie. There are some issues here, okay? There's some issues that are going on with Caitlyn Jenner just as a public personality, let alone a politician. And let's get into them. Let's really talk about this. And I'll get into the interview with Hannity a little bit down the line, but her initial burst into the public eye leaves me with lots of thoughts. You have to remember that when Caitlyn Jenner first came out, she got the full court treatment from the Hollywood press. It was a cover on Vanity Fair. It was, oh, she was Woman of the Year from Glamour magazine, and Hollywood celebrities loved her, and she got the full court press, you know, from Hollywood. And what's interesting this entire time is that Caitlyn Jenner was always like, you know, I'm a Republican, like, this is just what it is. But she didn't really say anything about it. And you have to also remember that when Caitlyn Jenner came out as transgender, this was during the Obama era, right? So during the Obama era, she was Republican, whatever, it doesn't matter because there's no Republicans in power. And she backed off of being a Republican, and she backed off from a lot of the things that she had always truly believed as soon as the woke crowd told her that that wasn't good. She had this really bad reality show that came out on E! And this reality show was basically a bunch of far left trans activists saying, this is who you need to be for us. And she was very susceptible to that. And that means to me that she's not a fighter, and that she can be way too heavily influenced by the left. And that is dangerous. Because when you come out as a Republican, as somebody that's running for office, and you are already too heavily influenced by the left and what they want and all of that stuff, that's dangerous, because these people will have you believing anything and they will make you do their bidding. So to me, that is a red flag. Now, she kind of ducked with her tail in between her legs during the Trump era, because Trump is very obviously Trump was very unpopular in the Hollywood world, liberal entertainment, celebrity elite, whatever. So there was a missed opportunity here for Caitlyn. I believe that there was an enormous missed opportunity during the Trump era for her to be out in front during all of that stuff that went down, for her to say, I am a transgender person. And I'm a conservative, and so this is what I believe, right? So if she had issues with the so-called trans ban from the Trump era, she would have been in a position to actually say that and to actually take the meeting and be like, you know, Trump, this is wrong because of XYZ. You know what I mean? So she didn't do that. She ducked with her tail in between her legs and hid during the Trump era, and I do not like that. Because the thing about it is that if we need anything from Republicans in a post-Trump era or during the Trump era, we need fighters. We don't need people that are just going to do whatever the left tells them to do. We don't need people that just want to be loved during the left. And like I said, so she turned her back on Trump and she hid. That is bad news. Okay, so that gives me a lot of pause when I really think to whether she is really going to fight for Republican and conservative issues, or Is she just going to be like, you know, I'm a fiscal conservative, but I'm socially liberal, which means that I want to bring the taxes down and cut all the fat, but I'm going to do all of the stuff that the far left wants me to do. And so that's not good. Because what the far left is doing, and it's not just, you know, the transgender identity thing. Like, we're talking about critical race theory in schools. We're talking about the trans kids in sports. We're talking about taxpayer-funded gender reassignment surgery. We don't know where she stands on that. So the fact that she is just so malleable to be kind of like controlled by the woke crowd, that's bad news. And to me, that really does give me pause. Now, the good news, and there's some good news. The good news is this. Caitlyn Jenner is cultural, right? Caitlyn Jenner is a cultural icon. Caitlyn Jenner is the most famous transgender person in the world. And when Caitlyn Jenner says something about policy or about politics, people listen. So that's going to get the amount of attention that it's not going to get just when some rando Republican candidate for governor throws their hat in the ring. That is a good thing. This party needs cultural relevance so bad. And what I'm not saying is I'm not saying that Republicans need to play the left's game. I'm not saying that Republicans need to do every single thing that the left does. But the Republican Party needs cultural relevance. When Caitlyn says something, it cannot be ignored. It is covered by the mainstream. It is relevant. That is star power. That is important. And that is something that nobody has in the GOP right now. Certainly nobody that is running for governor in California in this race. So that star power is a very good thing. And the star power is a good thing if it can be harnessed and if it can be managed, right? So Caitlyn Jenner is going to be able to go on the Today Show. Right? Caitlyn Jenner is going to be able to go on NBC News. Caitlyn Jenner is going to be able to go on CNN. Will those crowds be friendly to her? Absolutely not. But if Caitlyn knows her stuff and Caitlyn is able to speak eloquently and honestly about these issues, she will reach far more people than the average Republican. And that is just a fact. Now, there are some people who just do not like the idea of a transgender person being at this level. And there's some people that do not like this. One of those people is Charlie Kirk, founder and president of Turning Point USA. Everybody knows that I'm a senior contributor to Turning Point USA. And I want to play you a clip from this is what Charlie Kirk has to say about Caitlyn's run for governor of California.
Who are we as Republicans? Are we just always going to try to be the first to try to get to something? Or are we going to sometimes make the more difficult argument, take all the arrows into criticism and say these are deeply held beliefs and that, you know, I wish Jenner the best. And I think the left obviously is exposing some of their hypocrisy and their treatment of Jenner. But I'm going to make the unpopular argument when it's rooted in truth. Look, it's a complicated topic. But, you know, as the Republican Party continues to try to find its soul, I think it's very important that we're clear about who represents our party, especially in a widely covered, publicized governor's race in California. So that's why I'm going to continue to take the position I take.
Well, now that we know what Charlie Kirk has to say, I'm going to tell you how I feel about this and how I will respond to it after the break.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
So this is the thing about being in a big tent, and the Republican Party is a big tent, and the Republican Party is full of people that have different ideas about a lot of different things. And, you know, the Republican Party is fiscal conservatives, it is religious conservatives and social conservatives, there are disaffected independents. This is a big tent party, so we are allowed to disagree. So I disagree with Charlie Kirk in this instance. And I want to tell you why I disagree with Charlie Kirk. I understand fundamentally where he's coming from. And first of all, when we start talking about transgender issues, and you guys know how I stand on transgender issues, we're in episode, I believe, 38 or 39 right now. If you are new here, please go back and listen to some earlier episodes where I kind of break all of that down. And I will more so in the future. But I think that what Charlie's missing about this is this. The left is so good at bringing these issues to the forefront and telling people, this is how you speak about it. This is what you're supposed to think about it. What we are saying is gold, and this is what passes. That is what they have done with transgender issues for the past 10 years, right? So this is what they've done. They have told you that, trans people, like trans toddlers, are a thing. And if a boy in high school with the musculature and the biological body of a boy wants to put on some pink Uggs and some braids and call himself a girl, then she can compete against biological women, and there's nothing unfair about that. So the left has dominated this conversation with these issues for a decade and have defined it. And they do this stuff while the right buries their heads in the sand about this. And what disappoints me sometimes with people on the right is that it's not a lack of knowledge about it, but it's really, I don't even say a lack of understanding. It's just that they think that it's as easy as them saying there are two genders and then that's it. It's more complicated than that. And I think the opportunity that Caitlin brings as a trans person is you guys have to realize that transgender identity is something that is being pushed very hard by leftists right now. And they are using this to control the gay and lesbian vote. Now, mind you, I say gay and lesbian. They always say LGBTQ, 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 because they want to lump everything in together. Gay and lesbian identity has very little, if not anything, to do with transgender identity. Caitlyn Jenner, in her very existence, has an opportunity to define where Republicans stand on trans issues like no other Republican that exists right now. Not me, not anybody listening, not Charlie Kirk, not anybody else. Caitlyn Jenner has an opportunity to define where we stand on these issues, because Republicans are going to have to take a stand. And it is not going to be as easy as saying there are two genders and letting it go. Because when you think about the trans lobby and when you think about what they are pushing right now, they are pushing infinite genders. They are pushing taxpayer-funded gender reassignment surgery for people that are under 18, by the way. They're pushing this stuff. They're pushing puberty blockers. They're pushing the idea of transgender toddlers. They're pushing the idea of biological men who identify as women in all of women's spaces. Now, this is prisons. This is homeless shelters. This is public bathrooms. This is female sports. This is the NCAA. So the opportunity here is for Caitlyn Jenner to define where Republicans stand on these issues. I don't discount that Republicans have some ideas about this, but I think that they are not being, I don't want to say educated, because that sounds like something that a leftist would say, but you have to know this stuff before you speak of it. And the reason why I do speak about this stuff is because I know all about the trans stuff. I know exactly what it is. I know exactly what they're pushing. They're pushing stuff right now that is not even a part of the mainstream conversation. And by the time it becomes a part of the mainstream conversation, it's already too late, because the left has already put this stuff into policy. So Caitlin has an opportunity to define where Republicans stand on these issues. And the most important issue, and the one that was the straw that broke the camel's back when it comes to transgender issues, is the issue of trans girls, i.e. biological boys, competing with biological girls in sports. And so I want you to listen to what Caitlin had to say about this very topic. This was TMZ. Somebody from TMZ found her, ambushed her, and she gave what I thought is a pretty succinct answer to this question.
This is a question of fairness. That's why I oppose biological boys who are trans competing in girl sports in school. It just isn't fair. And we have to protect girl sports.
So listen to that. Listen to how calm it was. Listen to how rational it was. Listen to how reasoned it was. And this is coming from somebody who, back when Caitlyn Jenner was Bruce Jenner, was an Olympian. Gold medals. All of this stuff. That is the pinnacle of sports. And what Caitlyn has to say about the issue of trans girls, this is biological men, biological boys, competing with biological girls in sports, this intersects with a slew of bills that are being passed in Republican states to ban trans girls who are biologically male from competing in girls' sports. And so the opportunity that Caitlyn Jenner has here is to be able to speak to people, by the way, people that would never watch Fox News, people that would never listen to this podcast, people that would never engage in any kind of conservative media. So the opportunity here is for her to be able to articulate these things and to be able to talk about this stuff in ways that people can understand. And she has the ability to do this as somebody who has reached the top tier of sports. And this kind of common sense stuff about these very sensitive issues, this is the kind of conversation that we are going to need in the future. We have to, because, and like I said, and this is why I disagree with Charlie, and there are some other people in the Republican Party that are highly critical of Caitlyn Jenner, highly critical, and a lot of it has to do with the fact that she's trans. I don't care that Caitlyn Jenner is trans. And she doesn't care if somebody's like, oh, Bruce Jenner, or anything like that. Like, I wouldn't be like, oh, Bruce Jenner or Caitlyn Jenner's a man and that's him and all that stuff. That doesn't, to me, I just do not care. What I do care is about the issues. And I do believe that the Republican Party needs to start engaging in these issues more in a way that is common sense. And they cannot just cede this to the left. They cannot do this. They have ceded this stuff to the left for too long, which is why we're in the position that we're in. They have ceded these communities. They have ceded Black Americans. They have conceded Latino Americans, Asian Americans, gay and lesbian people. They have conceded all of these people to the left for so long that the left completely dominates and owns and pushes the conversation when it comes to any of this stuff. And that's the opportunity that Caitlyn has. Now, outside of all of this identity issues and all of this stuff, how did she perform as a Republican politician, candidate for governor, on her first big interview with Hannity? I'm going to break that down after the break. Caitlyn Jenner did her first big interview on Hannity on Fox News a couple nights back. And I think, you know, first of all, I'll get into what I think about the interview. The choice to go on Fox News was a good one. The choice to go on Hannity was a good one. That's, you know, that's kind of like one of the number one shows on that block. And let's just say, let's just be honest, love Fox News, love Hannity. It was a bit of a softball, which is fine, because Caitlyn still needs to get her feet wet and all of this stuff. And it was very clear to me while I was watching the interviews that she has the basics and needs to get a little bit deeper into policy. But that's okay, because the policy stuff will come. When you look at what President Trump did, former President Trump, when you look at what even Arnold Schwarzenegger did when he ran for governor of California and won, I believe that he won during a recall. I could be wrong. Somebody will fact check me on that. It's fine. It's not a big deal. But I think that the best politicians are the ones who have a grasp of the core issues, and I'm talking the big picture stuff. The president or the governor or whatever, like, that is the CEO. That is the person that is supposed to be able to articulate the big picture vision of what it is that you want. What is your big picture vision for America? What is your big picture vision for California? What is your big picture vision for where you are running? And that Caitlyn Jenner was great at. The big picture vision was this. Lifelong Californian, I believe lifelong Californian. This city has gone to crap. It is too highly taxed. People are leaving in droves. We are pushing businesses away from California. The homeless population is out of control. Democrats have run this state into the ground. That is the big picture vision that Caitlyn Jenner was able to articulate. And I think that it was a good vision. When you speak to people about, look, the identity stuff and all of that stuff, what we don't realize nowadays, and I know that this is going to sound a little bit hypocritical as I've spent literally the last probably 25 minutes really talking about this in terms of identity, but this identity stuff, and what a lot of people don't get, is that this stuff is small potatoes based when you compare it to the big ticket issues that Americans are dealing with and that people in California are dealing with. They're dealing with homeless people on the streets. It's disgusting. It's filthy. People are leaving. It is the most highest taxed state in the country. And there is nobody that thinks that California is being run well. Democrats right now are trying to pretend they think that it's being run well just because they have a villain now. So Caitlyn Jenner is going to be their villain now. But there is nobody that can honestly say, I think that Governor Newsom has been doing a great job. And it is no mistake that as soon as the recall really started taking off, then that's when they started reopening California. Oh, we're going to reopen California. Oh, we've got our tiers done now. Oh, we're doing so well, blah, blah, blah. This was obviously meant to get people thinking that California is on its way back and that Governor Newsom had done this. This is obviously a complete lie. It's obviously a bait and switch. So in the big ticket stuff, I think Caitlyn Jenner does a good job. There were signs in this interview that give me pause. And there are signs that she really needs to dig into some of the policy stuff. And she really needs to dig into how she's going to deal with the Trump situation and how she is going to go about articulating her vision for California as opposed to the vision that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have for this country. And I want to play for you. This is her thoughts. This is from the interview with Sean Hannity. These are her thoughts on Donald Trump and then on Joe Biden.
We've had 4 years of Donald Trump. We have Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Give me your assessment of those three people.
What I liked about Donald Trump is he was a disruptor. You know, he came in and shook the system up, okay? A lot of people didn't like that in Washington, D.C., but he came in and shook the system up. I think he did some things that I agreed with, some things I didn't agree with.
You were critical on transgender issues?
On trans issues, LGBT issues, I was more hopeful at the beginning. But there were some good things he did. On the other hand, Biden, I don't think I've agreed with anything. I don't think since he's been in there, he has done anything for the American worker, maybe other ones. So it is a 180 degree turn in our country.
So this is Caitlyn Jenner on Donald Trump and Joe Biden. First of all, Caitlyn Jenner's people are going to have to, they're going to have to do something about the Trump thing. This is the thing. They're going to have to do something about the Trump thing because this is what she is going to be asked in every single interview that she does. And everybody's not going to go as easy on her as Sean Hannity. Now, she's trying to have it both ways right now. So she's trying to say, well, I didn't like what Trump did for LGBT issues, but I like the fact that Trump was a disruptor, blah, blah, blah. You're going to have to be able to articulate exactly what you did not like and exactly what has been changed. Like, you're going to have to be able to, you're going to have to articulate that, Caitlyn, because this is the very first thing that they're going to ask you for. Meet with Trump, sit down and talk, figure this out, because this is what they're going to go for. And do not, even though I know the temptation is so heavy, do not become a Never Trumper and do not become anti-Trump because this is what you think is going to win California. It is the absolute wrong answer. Because if she becomes anti-Trump and she becomes a Never Trumper, then Republicans will not have anything to do with her. It is okay to criticize Donald Trump on a lot of different things. I've criticized Donald Trump a lot. It is okay. People get that. The MAGA base gets that. The only people who don't, like, the only people who have this kind of like God Emperor Trump thing, and if anybody, you know, criticizes him at all, they're done to me. Like, that's a very, 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 very small fringe. Now, do not go that route. And you will be tempted to as well, because if you can be used against Trump, Caitlyn Jenner, then Hollywood will try to kind of like embrace you a little bit. Do not play that role. Also, you're going to have to start going a little bit harder on Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. As a matter of fact, you're going to have to start going a lot harder, because the thing about it is Kamala Harris and Joe Biden are doing to America what Democrats have done to California. So that's what's going on right now. And so you have to be very clear, Caitlyn Jenner, where you stand on both of these issues before you do any other interviews. And if you want to talk about the American worker, that's fine. You have to articulate what California is doing to push employees and entrepreneurs out, and what you are going to do to bring them back. You can talk about high taxes. You have to articulate why these taxes are so high and how wasteful it is. Because the thing about it is that homeless situation and trash and all of this stuff can be fixed through a mix of public-private partnerships. But since the primary focus of a Democrat is always to grow government, their ideas will always be to raise taxes. So you're gonna have to figure that stuff out. So this was a decent start. And her people are very good. Like I said, go to Fox News, get thrown a couple of softballs from Hannity, get your feet wet, really figure out what this is going to be. Because when you go and you can get every single piece of press you want to, you can go everywhere. This is what I was saying before when we talk about cultural relevance, when we talk about celebrity, when we talk about all that stuff. Caitlyn Jenner can go everywhere, right? So when she goes to CNN and when she goes to MSNBC and when she goes to the Today Show and when she goes to do all of these things, they're going to come at her guns blazing. It's not going to be Hannity softballs, all right? So you need to know, Caitlyn Jenner, exactly what you think, exactly what you want to get done. And my last bit of advice, and so this is advice for Caitlyn Jenner, and then I'm going to give the Republican Party a little advice as well. Caitlyn Jenner needs to avoid identity crap as much as possible. You are trans. We all know you're trans. But if you wade into this, you're going to have to expose the far left trans insanity and exactly why you oppose some of it and exactly how you oppose some of it. Do you oppose biological boys and girls sports? Yes. Why? Do you oppose transgender women in women-only spaces like prisons and homeless shelters? Yes. Okay. Why? Do you oppose the stuff that they're trying to push in the public schools right now, which is teaching 100 different genders and all of this stuff? Do you oppose that? Yes or no? And if you do, why? You're going to have to answer all of these questions. And if you don't know enough about this stuff, in addition to the policy, I suggest that you start educating yourself about this stuff right now. Because these are the kinds of questions that the Republican Party, not only in California, but nationwide, these are the kinds of questions that we need you to be able to answer. And for the Republican Party, there are people that have lots of problems with Caitlyn Jenner, and that's fine. If you're going to have problems with Caitlyn Jenner based on, oh, you don't trust her, you think she's a rhino, or you think her policies are bad, that's fine. But don't have problems with her just because she's trans. The thing about it is that, and this is where I come down on it, and this, I'm very sort of liberal. The thing about it is that I don't even know if there is a Republican stance when it comes to trans issues, because we have not had this conversation. I am very libertarian when it comes to trans issues. And when it comes to trans issues, for me, grown ass adults can do whatever they want to do with their lives or their bodies. Keep it out of schools. Don't make my tax dollars pay for it, and protect women's spaces. That's it. A grown adult can do whatever they want. A grown adult can do whatever they want. And so that's where I fall on this. And Republicans are going to have to realize that we can't just bury our heads in the sand when it comes to this stuff. The reason that we are so far behind The reason that Republicans don't realize something's an issue, yet they're talking about critical race theory now that it's in grade school curriculums all across the country. You're talking about transgender issues now that they have basically set the guidelines for this stuff, and this is in schools, and this is in the equality, and all of this other stuff that's been going on for a past decade. The thing about it is that you guys need to realize that this is the fight right now. And this is a cultural battle. And to fight cultural battles, you are going to need people like Caitlyn Jenner. Because the Republican Party's stance on trans issues can't just be like a bunch of old dudes saying there are only two genders. We got that. But you have to be able to articulate a vision as to what the Republican Party stands for when it comes to this stuff. And I think personally that there is no better person well-suited to do this other than Caitlyn Jenner. She needs some work, yes. I have concerns, absolutely. Can she save California? God knows they can't do anything worse. California literally, I do not know that they can get any worse. People at this point would probably vote for a garden gnome for governor over Newsom. People know what's going on. They know the issues because they see it. They see it all around them. And when you live somewhere, and trust me, I will tell you, as somebody who escaped, I lived in New York for 12 years. I was just there a couple of weeks ago. You see it on the streets. I live in Florida right now. And it is night and day. I can walk down the streets and I know that I'm living in a good place. Californians can see it. Is Caitlyn the right answer for California and their Republican Party? Only time will tell, but I think that she is a good start. Before we go, I want to thank my fellow problematics so much for listening. If you're enjoying the show, please leave us a review and rate us with 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. You can also find me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Rob Smith Online. Special thanks to our producer, John Cassio, researcher, Aaron Kliegman, and executive producers, Debbie Myers and speaker, Newt Gingrich, part of the Gingrich 360 Network.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.